Question from Mukund Prabhu. If all knowledge is available through scriptures and all doubts can be clarified through sites like Vedabase and the School of Scientists, then what is the need to accept a personal guru? Answer: to get mercy. Spiritual advancement is not just about getting knowledge or even getting understanding. It is for getting mercy by which our desires get attracted to Krishna. So, if we just have an intellectual conception of spiritual life, wherein we think that once we know and understand, there is knowing, at that time knowledge enters the ears. There is understanding when the knowledge enters into the head. But there is realization when the knowledge enters into the heart. And only when there is realization, then our heart becomes attracted to Krishna. And when our heart becomes attracted to Krishna, then we can actually return back to Him. We can develop our love for Him fully and return back to Him eventually. So, we have to render service to the spiritual master or to the spiritual master's representatives, and through that service we get grace, we get mercy. And that mercy is not something mysterious. That mercy is actually attraction to Krishna. So, we need a personal connection with the spiritual master, with the disciplic succession, with the spiritual tradition, the sampradaya, which will connect us with Krishna. So, the hierarchy or the flow is that knowledge comes down the disciplic succession. Then service goes up the disciplic succession. So knowledge comes from Krishna down to the parampara, to the spiritual master, to us. And then service goes from us through the spiritual master up to Krishna. And then from Krishna again down the spiritual disciplic succession comes grace, comes mercy. And that mercy actually evokes our attraction to Krishna within our own hearts and enables us to develop our personal relationship with Krishna. So, we may say, I can serve different devotees at different places and I can make spiritual advancement thereof also. That is true. We can and should serve devotees wherever we get the opportunity to do that. But more important than that is the important point to recognize that the essential expression of service is in following the instructions of Krishna and his devotees. And Krishna himself, through his example of taking initiation from Sanandipani Muni, through his example as a Ram of taking instruction from Vishwamitra, he shows, and Vasishta both, he shows actually that he wants us to take shelter of a spiritual master. So therefore, what we do is primarily we take shelter of a spiritual master. And it is like entry into university. The spiritual master is the one who gets us to enter into the university. And then we can move forward, we can get knowledge from various places, we can serve various people. But essentially, unless we serve under the guidance of a particular person, or at least that person's representatives, and follow the process and make spiritual advancement in terms of developing our attraction to Krishna, we cannot attain the fruit of spiritual knowledge. That is love for Krishna. So, we can get knowledge and understanding, but we need realization, we need attraction to Krishna. And that comes by rendering service to Krishna through the spiritual master. One of the important forms of service to Krishna is following his instruction to accept a spiritual master. And one of the most important forms of service to the spiritual master is to serve wherever he wants us to do and through various opportunities that we may get for services. So it's not that the spiritual master is the only connection with Krishna but the spiritual master is like the pivot around which all other connections with Krishna of us are established. That's why it's important for us to take initiation. So initiation enables us to receive Krishna's grace. and become attracted to him. Thank you.